Jim, what would you like people to know most about this Reader's Theater, about the work that's gone into it?
Well, let me develop the theme, maybe that would help, in that choices. So we've established that two of the actors role play as individuals, no names, making up their mind whether they're going to join the nonviolent direct action protest. And it's not easy to say you're going to do that because maybe they're going to get kicked out of school. Maybe they're going to go to jail. Who knew? And they might be beaten, and they might be beaten to death. They had a lot to risk. So it's not a simple, well, I'm just going out and march. And we try to use then King's words to show from his various speeches how his words actually help turn these people to, yes, I'm going to go out and march. And there's one part in it I just love, actually, so I've got to tell you a little bit about it. King says, you know what racism is? It's when you have to tell your six-year-old daughter that she can't go to Funtown, the amusement park, because it's closed to people of color. I said, oh, when I think about that, I think, you know, that's actually King, the civil rights leader, having to admit that he taught his daughter she was inferior. And so later we use one of the characters, one of the ones making up their mind, and she just gets so upset when she hears that. And she says, I'm going to march and I'll go to jail if I have to, because I'll tell you, I am not going to raise my daughter ever to have to say that to her. She is going to be told she's an equal from the beginning.
Powerful.
I just really like that line.
The other thing I love about that too is that it's a personal experience, right? Sometimes
right.
When you think about figures in history, especially such well-known ones like Martin Luther King, you sort of compartmentalize them into this either like hero box or just sort of one-dimensional box where, you know, you maybe know elements of his speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, the I Have a Dream speech, but you don't necessarily always get those personal connections that make this person a human being, you know, that make them so relatable to us now today. And it gives us that sense of like, oh, well, if they could do something like this, maybe I can do something like this. You know, they were a human being. I have similarities to them.
I love that because you're right. Sometimes we put characters from history in particular boxes, but this does just personalize it. Just hearing that little bit, Jim, makes me really excited to be able to be there Saturday and see all of this come to life, because I know that you two have been working on this for a while, and what a worthy collaboration. As you're talking about history, one of the interesting things that came from the speaker, Dr. Pete Miller, and he shared this with me when I interviewed him, and I had known a lot about Rosa Parks, but I didn't know that she found inspiration from the death of Emmett Till, and that it was that incident and seeing and hearing all of that that gave her sort of that courage and determination to say, no, I'm ready. And so I thought that was another good example that he showed of the power of one working. And sometimes that influence just stretches so far and wide.
And that's in the play too.
It is. Well, and I think another great example too, right, is Emmett Till's mother, Mamie Till, made the choice to have this public funeral service with an open casket so that everybody sort of had to come to terms with the, you know, horrors that had happened and affected her family personally. And that, I think, had a huge impact on people like Rosa Parks, but on many others as well, who also found opportunities to say like, oh, we got to make a change. Like this is not right. And so I love that example of Rosa Parks in particular, though, because again, she's a well-known historical figure that we're like, oh, she just sort of like just one day she was like, no, never mind.
Right.
But that's not really what was happening, right?
Right.
What was happening is that all of these things were building up. She has this whole life context to be like, you know, just weighing on her. And she makes a purposeful decision, not just a random one. And it is, you know, in an effort to move our country forward, to live up to the ideals of the Declaration of Independence.
Right. Mamie Till, you're exactly right. What a powerful woman. because you think about what she must have been going through, the heartache of losing a child, but then to lose your child in that way to hate and anger. And in all of that, she saw a purpose to be able to hopefully shine a bright spotlight, and that had to be painful. Mm-hmm. But somewhere deep inside, she knew that there wasn't going to be any kind of change until we could bring it right out into the light. And I think that's something that continues to be true. When we face difficult things, it's easy to want to brush them under the carpet or bury our heads in the sand. But if we hope to make that progress, it has to come right out into the light. And sometimes we have to get comfortable with the uncomfortable, and that's not always easy.
And Chloe wrote that into the play so nicely. You just got to come and see it.
I cannot wait. So, KID crew, I hope that you will come out. This is a perfect way to celebrate our country, to celebrate the progress that's been made, and to, as both of you, Jim and Chloe, put so eloquently, look forward to the future and what's possible. We are celebrating the victories, still recognizing there's work to be done, and looking with optimism to the future.
And that's so much what Martin Luther King Day means.
Yes, isn't it?
Yeah. It matches with July 4th. It's a celebration of something unique in human history, that we invented this risk that you could have a democracy.
Well, I absolutely appreciate what the two of you are doing. And you are bringing history to life for all of us in this community, but also providing such an incredible opportunity for young people right here in our community to fall in love with history. And I have no doubt that that love is going to propel them forward to do some great things.
Thank you, Jillian. Yes.
Thanks so much for taking time to stop by. And good luck with your performances. I know you've put so much work into it. And you'll probably be breathing a bit of a sigh of a relief come Sunday later in the evening.
Agreed, yes.
We'll keep up the great work. Chloe Doucette and Jim Francis, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks.